you know, the universe doesn't slow up just because of political climates here on Earth. That much I'm quite sure of. So all of a sudden, I mean, for 2 weeks ago, we were having reports on 2 and 3 and 4 comets all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff landing in Australia, New Zealand, Washington State, all over the place.
Yeah, and the bolides coming in, all of
yeah.
And all of a sudden, nothing.
Yeah.
Is that strange?
Yeah, even more so than if they continued to come in.
Right.
Jim, in the latest book, Planet X Comets and Earth Changes, Surviving Planet X Passage, Atlantis to Tesla and the Colburn Bible, or the Colburn Connection, but it's from the Colburn Bible. Do you remember when you read that, did it give any warnings or comparison to what we are now experiencing with our sun is going bananas and all the other things happening?
Yeah, it really does. And the conditions starting to lead up to big events mm-hmm. are very clear. And one is definitely dealing with the sun.
Yeah.
And they talk in somewhat figurative terms, of course, but it's very clear that the type of thing we're seeing, and over the past number of years, is typical of the type of thing they saw in ancient times. And
they
obviously are talking about things in the heavens.
Yeah, right. And I know you probably don't have it in front of you, but do you remember any specific instances that it talked about?
The big part is when the sky monsters, or they have different terms for them, start warring in the sky, and these are the comets, the big comets. And as I've always said, there were many of them in the sky at one time. There wasn't just one. But anyway, they sometimes became one as they were moving around the solar system. And you could actually see this or imagine this if two big comets somehow got near each other or their orbits somehow aligned, all of a sudden they would become one giant kind of wrestling comet. You would see this big exchange. Some people, for example, that saw Hale-Bopp, It looked like what we would call a big comet in the sky, but if we were very close to that comet, it would have stretched from one side of the sky to the other, and we would have seen a lot more activity in that comet.
Oh,
and of
my
course,
gosh.
But that's the kind of thing that they talk about.
Yeah.
The other thing is the haze in the air.
Right. Oh, my gosh, yes. All the time now.
So, and that's why I've always come to the conclusion, because they always say it comes without warning,
mm-hmm,
and that they really didn't know. And you know, of course, a lot of people today say that if something were going to happen, we would have years of advance notice and we would see something big coming in. We were talking about this just the other night,
right?
And it's just really not true, because as the haze layer grows and gets thicker and thicker, you're going to see less and less, especially comets, which are water haze, basically.
And you do think that the haze is going to continue to get heavier and heavier?
Right. And, of course, in ancient times, people just thought, well, gee, it's just been cloudier for a while.
Yep.
And all over the world, and they probably didn't have the kind of communications we have today or the satellites that can look down from
mm-hmm.
above.
Yeah, right.
And see the whole world. Now, when you look at the whole world, there's a definite haze layer there, and there's very few places at any given time on the planet that are haze-free.
Jeez. And, Jim, this is, well, what is it? Is it moisture in the air, or is it a combination of moisture, dust, and whatever?
Mainly moisture.
Okay.
And it's just from the extra energy. And the other thing that people always imagine is that the moisture up there is is coming somehow from the oceans or evaporating, and that's true.
Sure.
But we are getting an influx of water coming from outside. And more it's going to become apparent to people. Now, let's just take the storms that were here last week from Arizona to the northeast.
Right.
The whole country was blanketed in heavy storms, many of these developing at night. So there's no place for this water to come from other than out there.
Yeah.
So we're getting this steady influx of water, and that's something that's totally unaccounted for in modern meteorology.
Now, you know, this concept is fairly new, I think, for most people, and that is that the moisture we have on Earth actually doesn't come from Earth, but it is resupplied from outer space.
Right.
Can you get into that a little more?
Yeah, and I've been asked, too, well, wouldn't we see the oceans rising, or wouldn't we see evidence of this, you mm-hmm. know? And actually, we do. When you see the floods in New Jersey, and when you see the flooding elsewhere, or the storm in Edmonton, realize that Edmonton was an isolated storm, very small storm, actually.
Right.
They had 45 inches of rain.
Jeez.
In one dose, right there. And the thing you can see, you can look on the satellite maps, and you
yeah.
can pull up what they call water vapor. It will show you the amount of water vapor between that satellite and ground. Now, when you see a storm developing like over Edmonton, and that water didn't come in, it didn't track in from an ocean,
yeah.
there's nothing west of Edmonton except you go far enough, you hit the Pacific Ocean. But when you see there's no water tracking in, and all of a sudden that storm hits with that amount of water, that water came from up there.
My gosh.
And so that's one thing. And then people might say, well, wouldn't we see that in rising ocean levels or something?
Right.
But the reality is a lot of this water gets cycled up to the poles very quickly, and it's where it drops and stays for good. Once the moisture freezes up at the poles, it stays there. And the poles are building up at a tremendous rate.